Hey, this is Todd Kearns from the Sin City Sinners, and you're listening to Turned On with Tina on Good Time Metal Oldies.
She was beautiful. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
You're hot. Very hot.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
It's time for the coolest segment on the internet. Turned On with Tina Peake from Crusher Magazine.
Y'all ready for this?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Welcome to another segment of Turned On with Tina. You just heard a song titled Dead Set by a band called Spiral Trance. And tonight, I'll be chatting with three of the four guys that make up that band called Spiral Trance. Who are Spiral Trance? Well, you're about to find out, because tonight we'll be doing things just a bit differently on my segment. I really love this band. They're just so wicked and musically tight. And I thought it would be really cool to play a few of the tracks off their brand new disc, titled All in Due Time. For you guys out there, you've never heard this disc. And the song I'm about to play next is called Man Up. It's a killer tune with wicked riffs. It's one of my favorites off their new album. And after the song, stay tuned for my interview with Andy, Matt, and Bill of the band Spiral Trance. Here's Man Up. Hope you dig it.
Daryl Dwarf Miller here of Auto Man, and you're listening to Turned On with Tina. That's my girl, man.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Right on.
You're on?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay, so who have I got on the phone with me?
We've got Andy, the bass player, Rick, guitar, Bill, and drum.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent. How are you doing?
Really good. Thanks for joining me today. There's, like, a whole lot of excitement and exciting stuff going on with Spiral Trance right now. But I wanted to start off first by congratulating you guys on winning the 2009 Whammy Award for Hard Rock Artist of the Year last month.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I know that Spiral Trance has been nominated for a Whammy twice previously and won in 2006 for Song of the Year for Hellacious. What does it mean to the band to receive these awards? And do you find it sweeter that the Whammies originate in Wisconsin, which is where you guys are actually from, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the support that Whammy has been able to give us is nothing short of really amazing. I mean, to be up for Hard Rock Artist of the Year 3 years in a row and to have one already on our shelf is quite an honor. And, you know, that last Whammy, we actually had no idea that was going to happen. We were playing that night, and they just kind of ran out on stage and handed us the award. So it was kind of a big trip for us.
Really? They handed it to you just before you went on stage?
That's pretty weird. We were kind of bombarded with it.
I bet. Since the band's inception, you released a self-produced EP in 2007 titled Dead Set. and later a full-length CD aptly titled On Our Terms. Then in February of this year, Spiral Trance signed with Rat Pack Records, and you have since released your latest CD titled All in Due Time. Does it seem now, with the Rat Pack machine behind the band and helping with distribution through Century Media, that your time has finally come? Do you guys feel that way?
Well, we're definitely hoping so, but there's still a lot of work ahead of us. You know, nobody's really pulling all the strings for us just yet, so we have a lot of things to do, but it's definitely nice to have Rat Pack Records and Century Media helping us out and really giving us a lot more promotion than we could get for ourselves.
Definitely. Speaking of distribution, I understand that Rat Pack Records and their distributors had kind of a special deal with you guys, and that being if you met their specified quota of pre-order sales of the new CD, that they would include Spiral Trance in an international distribution deal. And I'm happy to report that you exceeded those expectations. Tell me about that deal and how you felt after hearing the news.
Well, that deal, we knew it was a big thing. Rat Pack really emphasized it, and we knew it. You know, Century Media is a huge label. I mean, they're great at picking out some of the best hard rock and metal acts all over the world. So we, Spiral Trance fans are pretty loyal. I mean, we're really excited that those guys came out in droves and just really impressed us and Rat Pack with their dedication by ordering so much more than what we actually needed. And when we found out, you know, it wasn't really like an ongoing tally of how many CDs we were selling, you know. So when that final number came through, we were all kind of just blown away. But yeah, we definitely exceeded our expectations and Rat Pack.
Yeah, so do you guys know what the final number was?
It was almost 100.
Cool.
Double more than what we were aiming for.
Yeah, I bet. You just had your CD release party for the new disc this past Saturday and offered everyone who bought a ticket a free copy of the album. And that was a unique way of creating interest and getting people to come out and see your show. Tell me about that, and what was the turnout like for you guys?
The turnout was, it was pretty phenomenal. We definitely packed the place. I think we actually overpacked it a little bit. It got pretty hot in there. It was a great show. We had a great time, and we're very proud to see all our local supporters turning out for us.
I wondered if you could tell our listeners who all the band members are. I know you just introduced yourself, and maybe because Andy's missing, Paul's missing.
Yeah.
I wondered if you could tell our listeners how you all met and how Spiral Trance was formed.
Sure. Well, we got Andy. Andy's up here. He plays bass. Matt Stevens plays guitar. Bill Wiles on drums. And Paul plays guitar, keyboard, and he is the main vocalist. Bill's been in the band the longest, and he can fill you in on how he and Paul met.
Okay.
With strip joints. me and Paul used to jam a long time ago before he started Spiral Trance. Separated for about a year. And today, we kept rolling with a couple other guys. And we got Matt and Andy, who actually made this band Paul finally.
Yeah. And actually, Andy and I were in a band, a couple different bands together over the years. So by the time came, we lost a bass player and he was at the top of our list. So we've been going strong ever since. It's finally, you know, we really feel like we got a winning lineup here, and we're very excited. It's a good time to be in Spiral Trance right now.
I'm sure it varies with each individual, but generally speaking, who are some of the band's influences?
I'd say Anthrax is a big one for me. Yeah, definitely, you know, old school stuff. Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, everybody's got their own little flavor that they bring into the mix, you know, but we're definitely rooted in the hard rock genre. We like to work in a bit of thrash and maybe some little piano and acoustic stuff here and there too, keep it interesting.
I guess a lot of the musical stuff going on as well, like Killswitch Engage and Bullet for My Valentine, those are big influences on us as well.
Which band would Spiral Trance love to do a tour with and or open for?
Metallica, yeah, no question.
Unanimous.
Doesn't get any bigger than that.
You're listening to Turned On with Tina. I hope you're digging the interview so far. Now I'd like to play another tune from the brand new album called All in Due Time. Here is Spiral Trance with Offering.
people of a show. Hello, yeah, can you hear me now? Let's hang up, I'll show you how.
Show and see what song got the crowd going. So,
and is that the one that gets them going?
Yeah, they probably seem to take that tune a lot. There's a lot of hitting going on there.
Right on. Are there any tour dates in the works or coming up that you guys can talk about?
We are going to have a meeting about that soon. I don't know if it's anything that we can talk about quite yet. You'll definitely hear about Sprout Trans being on the road probably this summer, fall. And into summer, fall, yeah, I think. We're going to try to hit the local scene a little bit here immediately after the CD release party, and then we'll be spreading the rock nationwide.
Where can people find Spiral Trance? Can you guys give us your MySpace and website links if you know them?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find us on MySpace. It's just myspace.com/spiraltrance. We've also got spiraltrance.com. You can check us out on our label website. It's ratpackrecordsamerica.com/spiraltrance. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also get our album through Century Media's online distribution.
Very good. Okay, now I need to know, what is Twitter?
Twitter, it's referred to as microblogging. Basically, I don't know if you're familiar with Facebook at all.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, like the status updates on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Oh, so they're just a bunch of status updates.
Pretty much it. People just say like a couple of sentences and that's it.
I kind of been wondering. I know a lot of my friends have been going to Twitter. I see a lot of people join me on Twitter, and I'm like, well, what the fuck is Twitter? I didn't really understand it, but okay, that sounds all right. So is there anything else you guys would like to add or something you'd like to get out that I didn't ask you?
Well, definitely, I want to encourage people, you know, check out our MySpace. It's got a lot of different info on it, and you'll be seeing the All In Due Time will be available this month yet on iTunes, so we make an announcement about that, and definitely check out Century Media Distribution and pick up a copy of that record that's right available online right now.
Yeah, honestly, I love you guys. Your album is killer. Probably one of the better CDs I've heard yet this year.
Oh, thank you very much. That's awesome. Thank you so much for the compliment.
Oh, you guys certainly deserve it. I heard that album, and it just floored me. I couldn't believe that, you know, it's taken three albums for people to hear what I heard on there. It was just incredible. You guys kick ass.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So do you guys have any messages for your exponentially growing fan base out there?
Keep with us, and we're dead set on making you insane. Hell yes.
Hell yes is right. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me. I absolutely love this band, and I hope at some point you'll make your way out to Canada in the near future so I can catch your live show.
Oh, we'd love to, absolutely.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see about setting something up for that, eh?
Yeah, we will, definitely. Thank you so much for having us on. It's been a real honor.
Pleasure. Honestly, it's been all mine. I just adore you guys. I'm going to be playing a couple of tunes off your album, and it's going to kick ass.
Bye guys.
Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Spiral Trance. Don't forget to check them out on MySpace at www.myspace.com/spiraltrance. Find them, add them, check out their music player, and go out and buy their disc, folks. It's called All In Due Time, available in all digital mediums, and look for it in stores next month. As a surprise, I'll finish out the interview with a song titled The Me You See, which Spiral Trance had decided only a couple of days ago would in fact be their lead-off single from All In Due Time. So until next week, keep those metal horns high.